This is the Composer's Datebook for August 10th. I'm John Zach. On today's date in 1813, William Henry Fry was born in Philadelphia. As a journalist, he was one of the most vociferous champions of American concert music, and he put his money where his mouth was by becoming a composer himself. Fry wrote a number of programmatic works, including a Niagara Symphony and another titled Santa Claus. Above all else, Fry was passionate about opera and wrote several of his own which never quite caught on. Fry was a colorful, if understandably biased, music critic. Here's an excerpt from his 1862 review of a New York performance of Verdi's Il Trovatore, an opera only 9 years old at the time. The opera last evening was the Trovatore. It has a wonderful plot, beyond human comprehension, though finally we learn that the tenor is made into soup in the last scene by the order of his brother, the baritone, who then expresses his emotion and surprise on learning of the transaction as the curtain falls. As to the music, there are some charming, popular, ingenious, artistic great points. Then there are some others egregiously vulgar and rowdy. The Anvil Chorus, for example, is about the equal to a scene of mending a sewer set to music, or repairing a pair of cast-off leather breeches. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.